knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's loud.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you off.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night we'll be working on our doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday, free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and make the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that, you go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, I poofy fit a pill.
You're a big bravo, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday I'm moving, Thursday I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday I'll be living up my motor again. Finally, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor.
I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipelli.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
Welcome back to Fat Dog here on this finally Friday afternoon. Ready for the weekend. Weekend starts in 57 minutes and not more. Doesn't start till we leave the studio. And by the way, we are usually the last people to leave here on a Friday afternoon.
We're always the last people to leave.
All right, time out to check with our buddy over at Mount Pleasant Seafood, Ralph Fitch. Ralph, how are you today?
I'm doing good today. Happy Friday afternoon to y'all, Buff.
Same to you.
Yeah, I bet it's sort of like a ghost ship around there about this time of the day at the radio station. Friday afternoon, everybody get a little early start on their weekend, except for the real workers.
That's right. That's right.
Have to stay and tough it out, right, Bob?
That's right. The people that have to keep this station running. That's right.
Well, we appreciate you doing it. I was told somebody the other day, Bob's been at the helm there for about 29 years now, and it's a wonderful thing to do, 3 hours every afternoon, but especially on Friday because we get to hear the Friday song. We get ready for the weekend. And that's what we're doing here at Mount Pleasant Seafood. We're getting ready for the weekend. We got lots of things lined up for the weekend. We got shrimp, scallops, oysters. One of my favorite fish just came in, Bob. We got some real nice grouper, fresh local grouper filet. So I figured I'd dig us up a recipe. Grouper's good, baked, broiled, grilled, fried, any way you want to do it. We're going to do a little oven style. We're going to crunch top some grouper. Start off with 2 pounds of that grouper, a third of a cup of French dressing, 1 can of French fried onion rings, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese. What we do is put the grouper in a baking dish, mix the dressing and lemon juice, pour on top the grouper fillets, crush the onions up, mix it with that cheese. It says sprinkle it, and you can sprinkle it on top if you want, or you can cover it on top. Either way, more cheese and more of the crushed up onion rings, be good. We're going to set the oven on bake, set it at 450, put it in there for about 20, 25 minutes, as we always say, until the grouper flakes. Crunch top grouper is a great one, Bob.
It sounds good. I bet if you know exactly where they can, you can get a group of grouper for your group.
you come on over with your group and pick up some grouper right at Mount Pleasant Seafood on Shem Creek, right next to the Shem Creek Bridge, where it's been since 1945. You can call ahead if you like at 843-884-4122. Look us up on the web, mtpleasantseafood.com. That's where we have listed all these recipes that Bobby and I talk about all the time. Or better yet, just come on in, pick up some before 6 o'clock tonight. Or if you're not able to make it tonight, we'll be there tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Bob.
There you go. A group of grouper for your... That's hard to say. That's hard to say.
Your grouper.
A group, a group of grouper for your
group. A group of grouper to serve to your group.
There you go.
There you go. All right. When you think of Mount Pleasant...
You're thinking seafood.
When you think of seafood.
You've got to think Mount Pleasant seafood.
Well, you have a great weekend.
Y'all have a great weekend yourselves, and we appreciate you.
There you go. Friday afternoon. What do y'all want to do?
Huh?
Blake is back after getting beat up by a 13-year-old.
No.
What did you do to that boy?
I don't know. Apparently, I took his Halloween candy last year. Because he came in, piss and vinegar.
I want to thank Wesley for coming in. That was fun. That was a fun 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a hoot.
Great kid. Most of the time, people who have never been on radio are just, they're scared. They're shy.
Not this guy.
Not Wesley.
No flies on him.
He came in guns a blazing. So I want to thank him. We're going to do this every Friday.
Great. I'm excited.
You what?
I'm excited. We're going to do this every Friday? Hang me in the break room and give people bats and let them beat me up.
Well, we're going to do this every Friday. I already have next Friday's guest lined up.
Who is this?
I'll let you know next week. I have never met or talked to our guest next week. But I'll tell you what. Twitter's such a horrible place.
Is she a firecracker?
No, this woman is fantastic. She's funny. She's a Gamecock fan. And just always happy.
What's her name? You don't have to give me your Twitter handle.
We'll tease y'all. I'll give everybody that information next week. But she's always happy. And she's going to be here in Charleston celebrating her birthday. So I invite her on the show. So if you have anybody you think would be good for our Friday Fan of the Week, just contact me here at the station or message me. And, we'll look into booking some other Fridays as well.
All right, I have one.
What? Who? What?
My buddy Scotty. My buddy Scotty Peak. He listens to your show all the time.
He's Rafe's buddy, too.
Yeah, well, no, he's my buddy, Rafe.
No, okay, sorry. I shouldn't have hurt you. You've had your feelings just beat up so much today.
And the kid he didn't even know me. He didn't even know my name. He just said, this guy in the corner. And the thing, he couldn't even see me through the wall. It's like he tried to be a co-host. Like, okay. What I tried to do was not put my hands on you, Wesley. That's what I tried not to do. Come on back, Wesley. I'll put you on my old school channel. We'll talk Tupac all day.
I think Wesley's got a good future.
He does.
In broadcasting.
And working at the DMV. He's got a great attitude to work in State House.
Either broadcasting or a government position, right?
Yeah. A Department of Motor Vehicles.
Man, I tell you what.
Take a number.
You can spend all weekend complaining to a 13-year-old boy hurt your feelings.
Yeah, we got it on tape, Bobby. I don't have to complain about it. We got this whole thing documented.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
I think he damn well did it on purpose.
He was very nice to me.
Yeah. With your iconic hair. Wispy. I didn't have the microphones up when he said I could really use some old man phrases. I was like, what did you think you were going to say? Like put you on a Cracker Barrel and chew on a corn cob pipe and tell you some stories of the day?
Anyway, we'll have a guest coming in. She's coming to Charleston. Hopefully she's got to take a class in Columbia next Friday, but hopefully she'll be able to get here in time. If not, she said she would call. But she is just in a sea of just, Twitter's a horrible place. I mean, come on.
Well, any social media is.
It is a horrible place, and she is just always happy And again, I've never spoke to her. Funny. I sent her a message today, reminding her about next Friday. She said, just to warn you, my voice is really Southern.
I said,
you know, I was born in Alabama, grew up in Orangeburg. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, but if it's not like that deep Georgia Vidalia, that Vidalia twang.
Hey, that'll be fine.
I love it.
That'll be fine.
And so, tell her to bring whatever she takes to make her happy all the time.
Right.
And we'll distribute it amongst ourselves.
So if you have any suggestions, doesn't have to be a kid. People that are fans to come in and just have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great idea.
And I think we accomplished that. We had a good time in Wesley today. Most of it did.
We did. I got paid for it. You didn't, Wesley. I pick on you in good fun, Wesley, but you know.
We probably have to worry about when he goes back to school and the football coach.
Yeah.
At Lang. I think that might be his only problem.
Yeah. I might have to substitute teach there one day.
I think they have guards to keep people like you away from school.
Wesley, it's dodgeball day.
Hard to teach a class 500 yards away from schools.
I ain't on that list.
Isn't that what the paperwork says?
I don't know. Not yet.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Heavy traffic on the interstate westbound out near Nexton Parkway. Looks like construction is an issue. Also on the interstate westbound near Montague, a stalled auto. Eastbound at 213, an accident. It's heavy on the westbound side from Dorchester Road all the way up to 78. We have reports of accidents, Bees Ferry at Ashley River, Firestone at International, and on the Ravenel Bridge inbound to downtown. Seeing heavy traffic in the area there and on your major routes, use caution as you try and travel home this afternoon. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
Traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Mostly cloudy and humid with a high around 89. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. A strong afternoon thunderstorm in the area Saturday, a high around 87. Looking ahead, shower activity should clear out early Tuesday. Partly cloudy for the rest of the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
The Real Estate Lowdown from GoDown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel GoDown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Today's residential real estate investor needs a turnkey investment solution to generate passive income. That's CRP Real Estate. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Put yourself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
That song used to be called You're the Best Around, but I would just call it Westwood.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. Got a, I would rate this a so-so weekend. Not the best weekend in the world. You've got River Dogs. They'll be on the road. They'll be in Columbia, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock on Sunday. The Battery, they're off this weekend. They do have a match at New Mexico, 9:30 Monday. Braves are on the road. They're at Florida, taking on the Marlins, 7 o'clock tonight, 4 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. Big series for the Braves, because I'm thinking right now the goal for the Braves is to get to 500 at the All-Star break. And the Braves are 42-44 right now. So they would have to win all three to get above 500. So we'll see. The Marlins always seem to play the Braves very tough. Lots of golf this weekend. You've got the John Deere Classic. You've got the LPGA Marathon Classic. The Champions Tour, the U.S. Senior Open. Corn Ferry Tour, the TPC Colorado Championship. A lot of the big names are playing in the Scottish Open over in Europe. And then, again, one of my favorite golf events this weekend, the American Century Championship. And we'll look at some of the names that are playing in that up here in just a few minutes. NASCAR, it goes to Atlanta this weekend. Do have a truck race tonight in Knoxville, Iowa. That at 9 o'clock tonight on Fox Sports 1. Then we go to Atlanta, Xfinity race 3:30 tomorrow. Cup race, the Quickest State 400 at 3:30 on Sunday. Only one NBA playoff game this weekend. That'll be Sunday night, 8 o'clock. First game in Milwaukee. Suns are at the Bucks. Game 3 of that series. Almost a must-win for Milwaukee. Tomorrow we've got the Wimbledon Women's Championship. We've got the Men's Championship on Sunday. And also, we've got the Major League Baseball draft starting up on Sunday, and that will conclude on Tuesday. So, yeah, like I said, not a whole lot going on this weekend.
We got UFC 264, Conor McGregor versus Dustin Poirier. That's going to be a really good fight.
Conor McGregor is still taking you idiots' money.
Yes, he is.
But he's not gonna win.
But he was. But he's Forbes' number one earner for last year.
Yeah, because people like Trent keep. Trent, I bet you, pay-per-views.
Trent, do you come out of pocket at all? Do you pay it, or does somebody else pay it?
No, I do pay the every time Conor McGregor fights. But he hasn't fought in a while, and this is the end of the trilogy against him and Dustin Poirier. He didn't bring his family to the weigh-in. He's all in. He's ready to go. Let's go, Conor. He's going to get it done.
He's not going to beat up any buses or anything, is he?
Not this year, no. Not this year. Throwing the turnstile into the bus window. Yeah,
that'll happen. So you're a big UFC guy.
I do enjoy the UFC, yeah. It comes on real late, especially the main card. It starts at 10 p.m., but I think it's worth it. It's very cool to watch.
Yeah, I used to enjoy watching people pound the crap out of each other back in the day, too.
I guess I'm kind of jaded in my UFC because when I was still in the bar business when – the UFC was just starting, and the fights would come on like at 10 o'clock at night, and people, and when it first started, it was kind of reasonable where you could buy it and make some money, and then the price kept going up, and then it got to be where people would just come in there at 15 minutes to 10, order water, and sit there and watch the fight and leave.
Right.
So I just got mad at the whole UFC situation.
Yeah, it's definitely developed over the past 5-6 years, but it is a pretty penny to get any of the main cards. I believe it's $70. $70 for the card.
And that's what you pay at home.
Yeah,
I don't
times it by five.
No telling what you they charge these bars.
Yeah, that's,
they charge for every TV, don't they?
Yeah. They go by to your seating capacity, number of TVs you've got, and stuff like that. I believe
the whole trigonometry form.
There was some fight. I don't know if it was a UFC or I'm sure it was because nobody's buying heavyweight fights or anything. Yeah. That a bunch of bars in around Charleston got popped for showing it illegally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because there's ways that you can go through the internet and back source it out where you could, and then stream it. But yeah, they do the same with the Sunday ticket too, and during NFL. I mean, it is what if a bar has Sunday ticket and it's a local bar, it's not corporate run or anything, go give them money because they're paying a lot of money to get people.
Oh, absolutely.
They're paying a lot of money.
I know that for a fact. But now I saw this in the NFL today, Apple TV in early talks trying to get the Sunday ticket away from DirecTV.
Wow.
And that's half the reason. Almost every sports bar and bar with a TV has DirecTV because of the Sunday ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That'll ruin that. DirecTV, I don't know if they'd survive without the Sunday ticket.
Well, I mean,
the exclusive rights to the Sunday ticket.
Well, they already merged with AT&T because they were on the brink of extinction anyway. But now AT&T pulled them out. But now Apple might, if Apple's going to come out of pocket like that for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they were charging, it was like $200-something for a resident to have Sunday ticket.
Right.
They'd give it to you your first year, but then they wouldn't tell you. Yeah. You know, cancel by September or some random day. And then it was like, boom, on your bill, $275. So, I mean, $275 times 10 TVs in a bar.
Yeah. Well, however the Sunday ticket comes, bars have to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, they no matter, you know.
If you don't have it, just don't open on Sunday because you don't stand a chance anyway.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We'll pass that on.
I used to manage a bar, trust me. I managed a bar with Sunday ticket. And nothing is worse.
I have DirecTV in my house. I had DirecTV in all, you know, for the years I was in the bar business. And I like DirecTV.
No.
I mean, I really do.
I mean, I don't have a problem with DirecTV per se. Their internet, when they first came out with internet service, it was god-awful.
Well, it was AT&T.
Well, no, before that, they offered a satellite internet service.
Oh, you did?
And if you had Wi-Fi and you tried to, like, download something on your TV, I mean, we were done using our usage within, like, 3 days of having it. Like, what the crap is this?
Well, if you notice on television, that's all they're selling is internet service right now. Because so many people are doing Hulu, Apple, YouTube, all that stuff, they're basically selling internet now.
They basically they give away cable. They give away. I mean, to the point they give away and hoping that you don't. They're like, we'll give you a full year of cable because after a year, what are you? You're la la land. You don't think, oh, I gotta call them on December 31st to cancel, you know, these 25 channels of mine. Yeah, but that's. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Right. Streaming is the way of the world. I just don't know how places like Nielsen and stuff like that, how they, you know, calculate who watches it with streaming.
Oh, they don't.
They just guesstimate?
They just guesstimate,
it's like Family Feud. We asked 100 people.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Car accident? Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. If you've received a quick offer from the insurance company, don't be relieved. Be suspicious. You can bet it's not enough. Not by a long shot. At the Joy Law Firm, we've gotten clients 10, 20, and even 50 times more than the insurance company's first offer. That's serious money that you can't afford to do without. Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
This is Mike Mazzell for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road. Have you noticed that some car dealers are running low on inventory? Well, at Stokes Volkswagen, not only do we have more than enough inventory, we've also got a huge selection of the hot new 2022 Volkswagen Taos crossover SUV. And the lease payment is only $219 per month. You get bold SUV styling, a turbocharged engine, and a digital cockpit for just $219 per month. Qualifying Taos purchases can be financed at 0.9 APR for 60 months. Best of all, at Stokes Volkswagen, you don't need perfect credit to qualify. In fact, our lenders are more lenient than ever, so all credit is welcome. Some SUVs are too big, other SUVs are too small, but the all-new Taos at $219 per month is just right. You're going to love the all-new Volkswagen Taos, I guarantee it. So come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
39 month lease, $29.99 to assign. Plus tax, tax title. Includes $499.50 administration fee. No security deposit subject to lender approval. $17.05 per month. $1,000 for 60 months. 0.9% APR with zero down.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
That's it. Uh-oh. I'm...
Are you done?
Never been so in
love! Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this finally Friday afternoon. This hour of Fan Talk brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625 this time of the year. Also, we get a lot of rain, a lot of high humidity. We had tons of rain the other day. Crawl spaces, they're breeding grounds for mold and rot, causing structural damage, air quality problems. So take a minute. It's been a couple of days since that storm came through. Look under your house. If you see standing water, you probably have a problem, but Candy can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625, for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Check out all their services at CandyCanFixIt.com, or again, that number, 843-484-3625. 3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. Mentioned the American Century Classic. And if you like to watch a bunch of athletes and TV personalities and all play golf, this would be the thing you should check out. some of the threesomes that teed off today. Tim Wakefield, Brett Saberhaven, Kevin Millar, David Wells, CC Sabathia, and Greg Maddox, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, DeMarcus Ware, Shane Victorino, Carson Palmer, Kyra Dixon, Patrick Peterson, Vince Carter, Jimmy Rollins, Joe Maurer, Joe Buck, John Smoltz. That'll be a good team. Smoltz is a good golfer.
Yeah, this is
Maddox is a good golfer too. Smoltz is really, he's about like a zero handicap.
Mm.
Jerry Rice, Kyle Lowry, Ray Allen, Aaron Rodgers, who played very well on Tuesday, A.J. Hawk, and Larry Fitzgerald, Stephon Curry, Dale Curry, Seth Curry, so a family group there.
Very nice.
Tony Romo is a good golfer. He's playing with Annika Sorenstam and Brian Urlacher. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Justin Timberlake are playing in a threesome. Canelo, who is that?
Canelo Alvarez. He's a boxer.
Oh, that's the boxer.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him and Curry messing around the other day.
Yeah, Curry would have got popped.
Michael.
Loading. Loading.
Perfia?
Perfia. We'll go with that.
Who is that?
Not sure.
Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
That's in a group. Mark Mulder, Tom Glavin. Marty Fish is another group. Mike Madonna, Joe Plowski, and TJ Oshie are playing. Vinny Del Negro, Roger Clemens, and Derek Lowe. Kyle Fuller, Charles Woodson, Sterling Sharp, Marcus Allen, Doug Peterson, Joe Don Rooney, Jay DeMarcus, and Brett Beyer. Is it TV guy, right? Brett Beyer?
I believe so, yes, sir.
The Fox TV guy?
Mm-hmm.
Emmitt Smith, Jerome Bettis are playing in a group.
Ah.
Brian McCann, Chase Utley, Derek Carr, Matt Nagy, Mike Vrabel, Sean McDermott, Alex Smith, Sean Payton, Brian Kelly, Kyle Williams, Andrew Whitworth, Robbie Gold. I don't know who Andrew Whitworth is.
He's a tackle for the Los Angeles Rams.
Alfonso Ribeiro. That's the what was the show Will Smith was on?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, that's the, isn't that the guy that danced?
Oh, that's the funny dance? Yeah, the Fresh Prince.
Dylan Dreyer and Jay Billis. Great. Around the golf, and Jay Billis tell everybody how bad the NCAA is.
You're not happy with him right now.
He should just shut up. Golden Tate, Kyle Rudolph, Adam Thielen.
Thielen, yeah.
Jack Wagner, who's a really good golfer. I think he's a soap opera dude.
Mm.
Jim McMahon, Steve Young. It'd be worth the price just watch Jim McMahon out there.
Yeah.
See if he's calmed down at all.
See if the headband's still there.
Dan Quayle. Joe Theismann, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Dan Quayle. We'll see if he can spell potato for everybody. John O'Hurley, Al Michaels, and Doug Flutie. John O'Hurley was on Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
He was the magazine guy that Elaine worked for.
Interesting.
Let's see. Brian Baumgartner, Ray Romano, and Kevin Nealon in the final group. This will be funny. Charles Barkley, Rob Riggle, and Larry the Cable Guy.
That is the group.
That'd be the group to follow right there.
Yeah, and apparently Chuck's really swinging it now. He's really
he's gotten better, I read, yeah.
He used to have that hitch, you know, he would like stop for a second or two before he swung. It's gone now. He's playing well.
I'm surprised Bill Murray's not in this.
Yeah, mate, well, getting up there.
Vinny Del Negro. Oh, he's in there. Yeah, he's playing with Clemens and Derek Lowe. He's usually one of the ones that that wins this thing most years. It's if you want to see a bunch of athletes and stars play golf, it's a pretty fun tournament.
It's always cool to see other athletes playing different sports.
It's better than watching the John Deere Classic.
Yes, yes, you're exactly
so,
right.
So, because I'm telling you, you're going to have to look very hard to find something decent in sports to watch this weekend. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the Stanley Cup. Coors Light took the ice from the rink. Is it Amalie Arena?
Amalie Arena
down there in Tampa. Took the ice from the rink, and they're going to make a limited edition beer called Champions Ice.
Huh.
Can you imagine blood and spit and everything's on that ice?
That is not sanitary at all. What are we doing?
It's going to be available on tap in Tampa and also available in 32-ounce collectible growlers starting the week of July 12th. And it'll be ready on the day of the Stanley Cup parade.
Well, cheers to Coors for making some more money. Right. There you go. Good marketing.
Yeah. Let's put more water in your beer.
Yeah, exactly. Let's water it down just a tad bit more. Get it all the way down to Busch Light. That's what we'll do.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Don't want to run in a dirty car this weekend. Take that thing over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North of Mount Pleasant. Full-service car wash to do detailing as well. You can check out all those services at cactuscarwash.com. As we always tell you, stop by, meet the local owners. Phillip's there. He's got the floppy hat. Ask Phillip about that $39.95 special. Unlimited car washes all month long. Can't beat that. Even if you only get your car washed three times.
Yeah. Still worth it. Absolutely.
It's a good deal.
They do it all.
I mean, one time, if you get the inside and everything, all the, you know, the bells and whistles is over $30.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're paying $39.95,
I mean. Yeah. And, get your car washed as many times as you want. So go see Phillip. He's over at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. Weird story here. Oklahoma running back Mikey Henderson, been on an arrest warrant out for him. This is one of those things I continue to see athletes do, and I just shake my head. Now, Oklahoma has kicked him off the team, but he was identified as a third member of an alleged robbery along with Oklahoma players Seth McGowan and Kerryon Bridges. McGowan and Bridges were dismissed from the team in May. A man told police that McGowan contacted him via Snapchat to purchase marijuana, was told no. The three proceeded to the man's apartment. Anyway, he was hit on the head with a gun and kicked multiple times. He said Bridges pointed a .45 caliber Glock with an extended magazine at him and threatened to shoot and kill him. The third suspect, identified as Henderson, stole a backpack from the man's room, including jewelry, marijuana, high-dollar shoes, and cash.
Never good. What are we doing, boys, out there in Norman?
This kid, I never understand why a college athlete would do something like this.
No, it's definitely absurd, especially something like that. That just can't happen, especially you're in a phenomenal situation. You're at the school that you want to be at, especially like Oklahoma. You're at a top program. You can't, that just can't be done. And you're right, it does happen quite frequently.
And if you're a fan, and again, this is another thing that puzzles me a lot too. You're a college student. What are you doing with a .45 caliber Glock?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely absurd. You're in college.
I read the, and you see these stories all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's quite unfortunate.
And it just never ceases to amaze me the stupidity of some people who have everything right there in front of them, and just blow it all.
Yeah, I guess you can't take the kid sometimes out of where he grew up. You know, it doesn't translate to the real world sometimes. He'll get a lesson, though. He's in jail. He'll get a lesson.
Yeah, have fun with that. Anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Again, the Braves, Marlins tonight, 7 o'clock. That will be over on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Valley Sports Southeast has the television on that. We'll take a break. We got one more segment to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 9:10 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
There is some heavy traffic to deal with. Major roadways are a bit of a slow go. The interstate westbound past Dorchester up towards 78 is crowded. Also seeing delays on the interstate westbound up near Nexton Parkway. On the Mark Clark westbound, it's heavy over the Downhole Bridge. Eastbound approaching the Westmoreland is slow and go. I-26 eastbound at Mile Marker 213, an accident. Westbound, reports of a stalled auto. Bees Ferry at Ashley River, an accident that should be getting cleared up. North 17 at Ira in Mount Pleasant, a wreck causing delays. And West Montague at Dorchester, an accident too. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Mostly cloudy and humid with a high around 89. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. A strong afternoon thunderstorm in the area Saturday, a high around 87. Looking ahead, shower activity should clear out early Tuesday. Partly cloudy for the rest of the week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. One thing bikers have in common, we don't put up with no BS. That's why after a motorcycle crash, you should call these guys, the Joy Law Firm.
Take it from Paul Senior. At the Joy Law Firm, we'll shoot you straight every time. If you don't need a lawyer, we'll tell you. If you do, we'll help you.
And that's no BS. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
The Outback Wilderness is a brand new kind of Subaru, built to take you further off the beaten path. It has 9.5 inches of ground clearance paired with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus the climbing power of a 260 horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine. Discover Adventure elevated the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Information and inventory is online at cruisesubaru.com and at Cruise Subaru on Rivers, just past Northwoods Mall.
Get ready for Lunch with Luke. Ugh. God, that's so corny. It's the Moro Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Bet it on the boogie.
Blame it on the boogie. Jackson, blame it on the boogie. Jackson 5.
There you go. Final segment of the day, final segment of the week. It's been a long week.
Sure has.
We only worked 4 days.
Still long, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a long 4-day week. That's the year. We won't get a day off till Labor Day.
We're going now. We're in it.
There you go. That's a good day off. Monday.
Absolutely.
Because there's college football on all day Saturday, Sunday. There's college football Monday night. You got Darlington.
What a weekend!
That is a great weekend, opening weekend of football. So that'll be our next day off. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. This happened today. A high school junior signed with that overtime elite league for $1 million+ contract.
With the overtime league, yeah, really?
Jalen Lewis signed, 16 years old, chose the $1 million, and why not? Chose it over Kentucky, Duke, and other schools. He is the youngest pro American basketball player ever.
Wow. I didn't understand. I mean, Overtime is a very successful media brand. I'm sure they got lots of money, but I do not know how they're paying all these players.
Well, they're going to have to get a TV contract, and if that fails.
Yeah. It's probably going to be with like a streaming service, you know, Peacock, one of those, if they even get it.
I will say this. I don't know anything about the Overtime Elite League.
Mm-hmm.
They better have deep pockets. I will predict that you're going to see a lot of kids get screwed out of money.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was alluding to there.
Because these other leagues don't work. It's proven.
Right, yeah. We start up these new leagues trying to create something different, a la the XFL, fan-controlled football league, things like that. And just, I mean,
there are reasons why football players, baseball players, NBA players make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of TV contracts.
That is their main source of income, yes, for the leagues.
So
yes.
You got to figure, how much money is the Overtime Elite League going to make in ticket sales? Not much,
yeah.
What kind of TV deal are they going to get?
Yeah.
And they may get a good one at first.
Mm-hmm.
But other leagues have had, I mean, that stupid Spring Football League had a great TV contract.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, now it's...
It was on Fox.
Yeah. And XFL, wasn't it on NBC or CBS for
a
little bit?
Yeah, it was on one of them, yeah.
It's insane to get that kind of contract.
I just think, I mean, they're providing a place for high school basketball players, and there's not going to be that many of them.
No.
These are the best of the best.
Yes.
These are your one-and-doners.
Yes, absolutely. They'll be at college for 6 months anyway.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, they're giving up a semester of college.
Yes, exactly.
To do this. And this league says they guarantee money for college. If they want to go finish it sometime and stuff like that. This kid's 16 years old. He's a junior. So apparently he's leaving high school.
Really?
And they will work on his studies and stuff like that. I just think you're going to see down the line 2 or 3 years, you're going to see a bunch of kids who have signed contracts that ain't getting paid.
Yeah. Yes.
And they ain't ever going to get paid.
Yeah, that money's not there on that contract when you sign it. We need some proof of funds. Proof of funds.
Part of me wants this to work.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I don't like one and doners. I think that is a joke.
Yeah. No, especially, yeah, you're there for, like, Zion Williamson was there from, like, July to December.
Right.
July to March. And that was it.
I mean, I just, and these would be the one and doners. You might not see one and doners.
Top of the tier, yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10 players, I'm assuming maybe like 3 or 4 of them are going to try to go to this league.
So it might be a good thing, because it would not bother me one bit to see no more one and doners in college basketball.
Yeah, it is really. I would have liked to see, you know, Zion and R.J. Barrett and guys like that play a couple more years together at Duke. I thought they could have really done something, but.
Because think what you will about college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stepping stone to any league.
No, absolutely
and,
not.
And college baseball, it's a 3-step process.
Right.
You can't leave that to junior year. Football is basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, college basketball is a half a step for some of these guys.
Yeah.
Like one semester.
Mm-hmm. 9 months. You get 9 months at the school, and then you're done.
So, part of me wants this thing to work.
Yeah.
If it'll do away with the one-and-doners in college basketball. You see this girl that won the spelling bee?
Yeah, she's
Zayla Avant-Garde.
Yeah, she's a basketball player, right?
Yeah, she's got 3 Guinness World Records dribbling multiple basketballs.
That's amazing.
She's done it on, like, unicycles.
Yeah, I saw a little clip of her, like, shooting around in her driveway, and it was phenomenal. Good for her.
Yeah, she's got, like, all these followers, and she puts videos.
Yeah.
Stuff like, she says her dream is to attend Harvard and play in the WNBA and maybe even coach an NBA team.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I mean, that's pretty cool dreams for a young girl like that. We love seeing that.
I just want to mean, she's from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kim Mulkey down there, who you know she's going to, you know Geno's going to try to get her.
Oh, absolutely.
You know Dawn Staley's going to go after her. But she says her dream is to attend Harvard.
And I'm assuming, like, play ball at Harvard,
yeah,
and do the whole thing. Well, that's pretty good goal, if you ask me.
But she won the spelling bee. Scripps National Spelling Bee yesterday, I guess. So, anyway. All right, the men's final in Wimbledon, Matteo Berrettini, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He is the first Italian in 45 years to be in the finals, and he'll go up against Novak Djokovic. That'll be Sunday morning.
Should be a
good
one.
Luck with that.
Yeah, yeah. 7 a.m.? No, thanks.
Well, I mean, You're going against Djokovic, so
yeah,
good luck with that.
He's the guy. What about Federer? Is he done? Is he retiring, you think?
I don't know.
I think, like, it might be about time. Well, he lost in 4 straight sets in
right.
the round of 16, and so I think Federer, the Rolex
Is he playing
man,
in the U.S. Open?
I'm not sure. I don't think he's decided yet.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not up to date with my tennis.
I just see the highlights.
By the way, Clippers owner now, the richest sports team owner. He is worth over $100 billion.
Congratulations,
Mr. Ballmer. Can you imagine
No.
having that much money?
No.
That's Oprah money.
You could buy your own Parker's kitchen
yeah.
for that much money.
My own chicken farm. My own radio station.
There you go. If you want to lose that much money, just go ahead. $100 billion. Billion.
Seems fake. Seems almost fake.
Oh, my goodness. I could not imagine having that much money. And I'm going to go on a limb and say, I'll never, ever know.
I can imagine it. That's about as far as I'm getting with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it's like, what do you? You couldn't possibly.
I mean, that's
Lord,
like,
if somebody wants to try me to see if I can spend it all by the time I die, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Could you imagine just being in a position like that? You don't even have to have $100 billion, but you just go buy anything you want. You don't even look at the price tag.
Mm-mm. No.
Man. I'm over here in Walmart switching price tags.
Oh,
daggone. Must be nice.
You know, you ain't right sometimes.
You're on Walmart's list now. They got you on a list.
Yeah, my name is Trent. My name is Wesley.
Oh, God. You got to get over this, man. You got to get over this.
It's all a good
I fun. Thought he did very well. Our first Friday fan of the week. I thought he did very well.
He did.
And I think he'll like the nice lady that's going to be on next Friday. I'm going to go ahead and dub her the nicest person on Twitter.
I really want him to meet Scotty Eisberg, though.
Yeah, he didn't care for Scotty. I'm glad Scotty didn't come on. Scotty had the day off today. So hopefully he wasn't listening. Cubs lead the Cardinals 9-2, that game in the bottom of the 8th. And the Cubs, see, the head guy of the Cubs today said they're going to start selling off that team. I think it's way too early. I mean, they're 9 games back. They lost 11 straight, which will put you in a hole.
Right.
But, I mean, can the Brewers and the Reds keep going what they're doing? I would take my chances with that lineup the Cubs have. But anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Sure. You guys be iconic this weekend?
We will.
I get one more year iconic in August.
All right. We'll get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.